This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else.
Hey folks, today I'm going to talk about something that I've actually talked about several times in the past, how controlling or curtailing language is a weapon of control, which only leads down a rabbit hole of more and more control, until each and every citizen becomes a potential fucking criminal for expressing any of their true thoughts or feelings on any subject. So when they do attend any public meeting, they tuck their proverbial tail between their legs for fear of either being ejected or arrested. So let's jump right into this nonsense. What I'm about to tell you is absolutely true, and it happened here locally in Salem, Oregon, fairly recently, in the last couple of months. And although it's local, I feel it's very important because what has taken place has not only taken place across the United States as a whole, and it continues to take place. And it's a clear demonstration of what happens when language is controlled. Because when you control language, well, you control its meaning, and you also disempower the original intent of the message. And so the message never gets through because, well, they don't want it to get through. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you this little story, and then I'm going to break it down bit by bit. It's not terribly long, but I want to break this down bit by bit after I read it to you. And then, I think at that point, you'll have a pretty good idea of what it is I'm talking about. So this is basically from May, around the end of May, around the 25th, and it is it's brought to you by KATU News. And it says, Salem city leaders are preparing to decide whether stricter rules are needed inside council chambers. Officials will decide Tuesday whether to ban profanity from public comment, expand removal powers for disruptive attendees, and add metal detectors and ban guns at public meetings. Under the proposed changes, speakers would no longer be allowed to use profanity during public comment or in written testimony submitted to the council. Written comments containing profanity would either be excluded from the public record or administratively redacted. The proposal says the city's meetings are streamed on YouTube, Zoom, and public access TV channels, and argues profanity restrictions are needed because those broadcasts are subject to FCC rules. The amendments would also expand city leaders' authority to maintain order during meetings. Under the proposed rules, the mayor or presiding officer could suspend public comment if disruptions continue after warnings are issued. The proposal provides a more detailed definition of what constitutes an actual disruption, including shouting over the speakers, threatening or intimidating attendees, interfering with movement within the meeting venue, or refusing directions from the presiding officer or sergeant at arms. People removed repeatedly from meetings for disruptive behavior could also face temporary bans from future meetings. Under the proposal, a person ejected multiple times within a year could be excluded from council meetings for 30 to 60 days, though the policy includes an appeal process. It would additionally prohibit attendees from bringing sticks, poles, or other objects, such as those objects that may be attached to a sign that may injure others, inside the meeting venue. In addition to the conduct rules, counselors are also being asked to move forward with a plan to ban guns at city council meetings and implement metal detectors. This city news goes on ad nauseum about the particulars of the situation, but here, let me break it down point by point with my own colorful input and, well, I don't know, see if maybe you just happen to fucking agree. Where it begins, Salem city leaders are preparing to decide whether stricter rules are needed inside council chambers. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Stricter rules? I don't know. You see, we got this concept that's called free speech, and I don't think that runs hand in hand with free speech versus stricter rules. Nah, that's more of a control issue right there. So we got that one right out of the way. Next one. Officials will decide Tuesday whether to ban profanity during public comment, expand removal powers for disruptive attendees, and add metal detectors and ban guns at public meetings. Okay, well, as far as the guns are concerned, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. It's probably not a good idea to be bringing guns to council meetings. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. And I guess if things have gone so downhill in a society that you have to have metal detectors for such things, well, I guess it is what it is. I mean, I'm all for free speech, but I am against particular crazies who could go crazy at any time. And so having armed crazies at a council meeting, yeah, that's something I would be legitimately concerned about. I'd say, though, my primary concern in this affair here is the profanity part of this argument. Okay, look, first of all, it's this whole obsession with nice language and word control, and, you know, it's just total bullshit. It is only nothing more than a thinly disguised means of curtailing, ultimately, of curtailing behavior, okay? If you have ever in your life stubbed your toe walking around in a dark room, or I don't know if you've hit your finger or something with a hammer when you're nailing a board or something. Most people, they don't say, "Oh, gee, gosh, golly, oh, that hurts. Oh, my, oh, Jesus, oh, that hurts. Oh, gosh, darn, that really hurts. That smarts, that really smarts." No, people don't do that. People usually scream, you know, something like that. Completely fair, understandable, honest language. The point is that when you curtail language, when you start that, when you go down that slippery slope, you'll find that there is no end to it. There is no end to that rabbit hole because, you know, one person's profanities, another person's regular mode of talking, particularly mine. So, yeah, that part is absolute and complete bullshit. And I just want to mention part of the reason for that. If you have people who are, you know, they're extremely upset with something that happened with, say the police. Say they were at a demonstration and one or more police decided to, curtail the protesters' behavior by proceeding to beat the living shit out of them at this this protest, you should be able to go to the council or your representatives and say just that. You should be able to say, hey, this fucking cop, you know, unnecessarily beat the living shit out of me, and I want you to fire them. I want you to fire them, and I want to press charges for unnecessary abuse, or whatever legal term they use for this. That message does not get across if you say something like, well, I was beaten by a police officer for peacefully protesting, and he beat me really bad, and it really hurt. And I think you should do something about that, because my medical bills are really high, and I don't think it was very nice.
And the council responds with something like, yes, well, your objection to the actions of the officer are duly noted, citizen. Thank you for your participation. It is duly noted. Next citizen, please. This is what I'm talking about. They're not the same. When you have so-called representatives and they are not doing their job effectively representing you, you have not only every right to be pissed off, but not wanting to be treated like a child, you should be able to fucking express your anger or whatnot any way you see fit, at least as far as your language is concerned. We're not talking children here, and I don't like being treated like one. And I don't think any of us should allow ourselves to be treated as children. So, yeah, that shit needs to stop. And that's about it as far as that's concerned. On the next point of saying, well, under the proposed changes, speakers would no longer be allowed to use profanity during public comment or in a written testimony submitted to the council. Again, the same point concerning profanity. And who gets to decide, after all, what is profane? Written comments containing profanity could either be excluded from the public record or administratively redacted. Well, again, unless you give them the power to do so, who should give them any power to redact anything? You see, it comes down to this. It comes down to people that you are paying through your tax dollars to represent your interest, but what they're really representing is the status quo, and your interests aren't exactly what they had in mind. So, yeah, generally speaking, you shouldn't pay for incompetence, and you shouldn't be having to pay your tax dollars for what amounts to nothing more than malfeasance and cronyism. That's my point there. The proposal says the city's meetings are streamed on YouTube, Zoom, and public access TV channels, and argues profanity restrictions are needed because those broadcasts are subject to FCC rules. Well, again, this draws back full circle to my previous statement. First of all, where in the hell did these FCC rules come from? I mean, think about it. You know, rules can and should be changed. Those rules concerning what you can and cannot say shouldn't be there in the first place. Because as soon as you start curtailing language, you end up in a situation like this. It may start out with the best of intentions, sounds good on paper, but in practice, it's a bunch of bullshit, and it ends up spiraling into authoritarian control. So, you know, overall, and I think at this point I've already said enough concerning this point. So whether, regardless of this incident, whether you're in any other place in America, or hell, not even in America for that matter, you have to examine what is really going on here. And what is really going on here, if you break it down, it's nothing more than methods of control. And I don't mean control in a good way. I mean control to the absolute status quo. And as things get worse and worse across the board, you're going to have people that are pissed off, and rightfully so. And when you even want to control or curtail people's ability to say anything about it the way they want to say it without even further control, you're in serious trouble. And it's a mockery to call yourself a fucking democracy. I'll just end this by saying this. Just recently, in the last, I don't know, 24 hours, for instance, we as a nation just collectively celebrated our 250th anniversary. You know, when we had that war against England, where we eventually became independent, well, you know, in the beginning, it didn't start out with war. It started out with, the control by a faraway king of his policies that eventually a large number of the colonists thought were bullshit, and they let their displeasure be known. And so nice letters were sent to good old King George, who promptly laughed at them under his belt, or perhaps not under his belt, basically said, fuck you, this is the way it is, this is the way we're going to govern, and if you keep causing trouble, I'm going to send in the troops that will, well, kill your ass if you don't comply. Now, if anything I just said there sounds just the least bit non-democratic, well, that's because it was non-democratic. So my message and my argument is this: you don't solve society's problems by ignoring them or sidestepping them using soft language, as though the soft language were going to change the conditions themselves. They don't. Reality doesn't work that way. And until people, enough people out there, not only that are suffering, but continue to suffer, and the suffering gets greater and greater and greater, it's going to be the same old, because they're not representing your interest. They're representing their own. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got to say for today.